Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Wednesday, December 1st. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn up 5 cents at 572.5, March wheat up 8.25 cents at 795.5, and Jan beans up 9 cents at 1226.25. Now, we did sell 150,000 metric tons of corn to Colombia, but that was it. No Chinese business that we saw. But there were rumors that overnight on the break, the Chinese did buy a couple of cargoes of beans. We'll see if they show up in the export sales anytime soon. Fed Chairman Powell said he's ready to attack inflation. It seems like we've already attacked it. Crude oil down as much as $14-$15 off its highs. We've got the grains certainly selling off from their highs. You know, I just don't see that there's a huge inflation picture out here. You got silver down at $22.72. It's about $3.50, $4 off the recent highs. So, you know, I just don't buy this inflation scenario, which is what a lot of people have bought out here. I just don't see it. The weather in Brazil has been great. Argentina's had rains. Now they're talking about past the next 10 days that they're looking for more dry conditions in Brazil. That may or may not be true. You know, I don't put a whole lot of stock in these long-term forecasts, but it would certainly make sense that after all the rains, we would dry out somewhat out there. But is it enough to hurt the crops? You know, it would take, you know, 30 days of dry weather to really do some damage out here. But, you know, it's Brazil, and it's certainly possible. I really don't see much else out here. The weather in the plains, we still need to see some moisture in the plains. That's kind of an underpinning of this market here, is the plains have been so dry, we need to see more rains. But the rest of the world is in pretty good shape in terms of the wheat. The demand is terrible, as we saw yesterday. Egypt took Romanian, Ukrainian, and Russian wheat, leaving us out in the cold again. The dollar's down 20 ticks here today. We may have made a high here the other day at 96.50-ish, roughly. We're 70 ticks off of that. But it's still way, way too high to expect any real business out here. So the bottom line is I've got the funds coming in today. I've got along 260,000 contracts of corn. I now have them short 36,000 wheat, only long 5,000 beans. They're long 32 meal and 22 oil. So they've come down quite a bit from their oil positions. But they're, you know, the corn is the one that really scares me out here. The charts look terrible. If we start getting some crossover, let's take a quick look at the chart. You know, if we were to close this corn anytime under 545, I think it's a major issue out here, basis the May contract. So we'll see where we can go here, but I think the pros will be more than willing to sell rallies in this market. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT head.